We're going to stay in Buenos Aires now for another story about how to get rich quick, rob a bank, and do it right, for heaven's sake. Three thieves in the city showed how it's done. They spent months digging a 100-foot-long tunnel into a bank from a neighboring building. Now, this wasn't just any old tunnel, mind you. The thieves put lights, ventilation, and even reinforcement inside. Then they kicked off the new year by going through the tunnel to the bank, where they emptied up to 140 safety deposit boxes. Reporter Ian Mount is in Buenos Aires. Sounds like one sophisticated tunnel. How'd they manage to pull off this heist?
Well, back in July 2010, the robbers rented a nearby dentist office that had closed and started digging the tunnel. The tunnel went about 100 feet down the block and then up and popped up directly in the safe deposit box room. Actually, they ended up right under the safe deposits boxes themselves and not in the floor.
A case of very good planning. Now, they spent the weekend emptying out between 130 and 140 safety deposit boxes. That's only a fraction of the 1,400 that they have in the bank. How come they stopped? Had anybody blown a whistle?
No. The irony of the situation is that the alarm in the bank went off several times. It went off last Thursday when they were digging the tunnel, and it was an anti-seismic alarm, so for obvious reasons it went off. But because they hadn't entered the bank yet, no one could tell what the problem was. The alarm went off twice more during the weekend while they were robbing the bank. But the police, because they didn't have a key to the bank, just looked in the front door and didn't see anything. The one question people have is why they robbed it as they did, because they got into the bank as of Friday, which was also a holiday, but they didn't bother to start the robbery until Sunday. One theory is that they wanted to go out for New Year's Eve.
And also, I suppose, I don't know if police detail was kind of low over the holiday weekend, but did you say that the police didn't have a key to the bank?
That's correct. They didn't have any way to get in the bank, so they got two calls from the alarm company. They went over. They literally looked through the front door. They didn't see anything, and they left.
Okay, note to self for the police chief there. Do you know how much money was actually stolen?
Guesses are around 10 million pesos, which is $2.5 million. However, with the insurance that each safe deposit box has, which is approximately $50,000, the expectation is that most people will claim $50,000 even if they only had their house deed in the box, thus meaning that the whole cost could end up being about $7 million.
Well, the irony here is that a lot of Argentines put their money in safety deposit boxes because of the huge financial crisis in Argentina back in 2001. So if they can't trust the banks, they can't trust the safety deposit boxes, what are they talking about now?
They're talking about mattresses. Argentines are sort of running out of places. So those who can put their money there either in the United States or in Uruguay, which down here is known as the Switzerland of South America.
All right. Ian Mount, speaking to us from Buenos Aires, Argentina, about the spectacular bank heist there over New Year's. Ian, thank you.
Thank you.